This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Girum Getachew and Tewodros Gebremichael. I am sorry, Tewodros. I am terrible with names. With Compassion International in Ethiopia. And Girum and Tewodros will make sure your names get announced correctly on the air. But you're joining us today to bring us more details about the locust situation. You know, we've talked about it earlier this year, and I understand there's another wave. Can you tell us what's going on?
Sorry,
did my question cut out?
We lost it. Yeah, we lost you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. My question was about the locust situation. I understand there's a second wave of locusts. Can you tell us what's going on in Ethiopia?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Katie, if I hear you correctly, what you're asking is what was the recent impact that has happened? Is that true? Is that right?
Yes, thank you. Just the latest on what's going on.
Okay, just to take the beginning opening for our discussion. As of April 13, we have heard that more than 200 hectares has been affected by a new swarm of locusts that came from Somaliland.
Okay. And Tewodros, did you have anything to add?
Yeah, as we not last time during our interview in Ethiopia, about 544 kilometers square were infested by the locusts in June 2019. Now, a new areas have been infested from November onwards, representing an additional 1,800 kilometers square of affected land and further posing serious food security threats for the coming months. As of January 2020, up to 125 waradas are affected by the invasion in Ethiopia, representing a total area of 2,350 kilometers square, attacking green vegetation, including standing crops like wheat, teff, sorghum and maize, and pasture fields and forest covers. The affected areas are in the Somali region, Amhara, Tigray, as well as the newly invaded areas in Oromia and Eastern Empire. As Group mentioned, as of April 2020, the locusts have damaged about 200,000 hectares of cropland and also caused a serial loss of over 356,000 tons.
Is there any end to the locust in sight? Is there anything being done to stop the swarms?
If you see what our government has done, along with the USAID and FAO, allocated huge amount of funds and deployed desert locust experts and scouts to mitigate the adverse impacts of locusts in the country. But still, there is a forecast that starting mid-September 20, the locust that will hatch in the summer breeding areas and migrate south towards the winter breeding areas in eastern Ethiopia and Somalia. As I heard from the project staff of 7 frontline church partners, which are located in the place called Galamso and Asabatafari in Oromia Regional State. There are 7 frontline church partners who are beneficiary, around 1,400 households at 7 frontline church partners were indirectly affected by the locust disaster. And 281 caregivers lost their jobs of menial businesses. the business which are attached with rural settings, like selling of vegetables, cereals, or such kinds of business. Those 281 caregivers already lost their business because of the locust disaster. These projects are found, as I mentioned, in the place called Galamso and Asaba Tafari. The project requested food support to the affected beneficiaries recently.
And either of you can answer my next question, Giram or Tawadros. My next question, how do you share the gospel, the hope of Christ during this time? I imagine everything is so discouraging.
Sorry, I lost you, Katie.
Oh, sorry, I'll say it again. How do you share the hope of Christ during this time when everything seems so discouraging?
Yeah, our government already declared a state of emergency and also restricted any movements as partially. And social gathering, any kind of social gathering is not allowed for the church to do. So that what the church does is that the project staff make a phone call to the beneficiaries and encourage them with the word of God. And also they try to support and also provide food supply and also encourage them spiritually through phone call, and health related activities are still going on at a minimum level.
Giram, do you want to add anything?
Yes, Kathy. If you have a read my email, as I mentioned in the email, we are collaborating with the government and the council, the Christian Evangelical Council in Ethiopia, which does a religious broadcasting every day. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It's still very quiet, but I can hear you.
Yes, Kathy. You know, the government has allowed us to broadcast religious services, including our evangelical churches, and live in every day for 1 hour. And that has allowed us to outreach these children and the families, the parents, and also the whole Ethiopian Christian community to transfer our message of peace and especially encourage children. Especially children are the most vulnerable part of society at this situation. So we are collaborating with the government and with this council and making every day a broadcast about a child's ministry program. We are making a good progress in this sphere.
That's so encouraging. Thank you both for sharing. And how can we pray for you in Ethiopia during this time?
Well, I know everybody is having a hard time at this time, but especially in our country, the things are getting worse and worse as the recent impacts of locusts and other natural disasters are happening. Like Teddy mentioned, now the needs has arisen to 8.5 million in Ethiopia, the emergency food assistance. So we would like to everyone to pray for us that we would come through this as strong as the impact, make minimized as much as possible. So that would be a big prayer request for you.
Okay. Waldros, do you have any prayer requests?
Due to this pandemic coronavirus. It is expected that about 30 million people of Ethiopia would be affected. And also other disasters like flood is happening. Yellow fever and flood disaster are happening in some pocket areas of Ethiopia. As Groom mentioned, there is the government has already announced a fasting and prayer for the last 2 months. So I would be happy if you join us in the in this prayer and support us, present us with your prayer request to God, so that God may intervene in the situation and help the people of Ethiopia, especially those who are highly vulnerable to any kind of disaster shock.
Amen. We will be happy to join you in that. And before you guys go, could you both give me a pronunciation of your names, please?
My name
is Giotos. Sorry,
Teddy, go ahead.
Okay. Teodros, T-E-W-O-D-R-O-S, Teodros. Gebremeskel, G-E-B-R-E-M-E-S-K-L.
Thank you. Teodros, and
Jerome? Okay, mine is Groom, as in G-I-R-U-M, and Getacho is my father's name. G-E-T-A-C-H-E-W.